This answer begins with a short discussion of the introduction of unfair dismissal into UK law, which is unnecessary and irrelevant to the question. It also contains a number of inaccuracies. It makes misleading statements, such as the procedures applied to all cases relating to disciplinary matters, and continues to abbreviate the description of the procedures, again leading to inaccuracies. For example, by omitting to state what the letter from the employer to the employee should contain. When discussing the modified procedure, it wrongly misses the point that the employer must notify the employee in writing. It gives the totally wrong decision in the Scott-Davis case, and continues to be inaccurate by omission when only quoting the lower end of the uplift in compensation and failing to include the maximum. The answer makes no reference to the fact that the question is asking about the procedures and not just the disciplinary and dismissal procedures, therefore failing to discuss grievance procedures. The answer gives the facts and decision in Garner, but it is left hanging, with no connection to the previous or following paragraphs and no explanation as to why it has been discussed. There is some attempt to give reasons why the regulations were complex, but very few are quoted, and none of the critique, if it could loosely be called that, has any evidence. The major criticisms of the procedures are not even mentioned. Gibbons is mentioned without any explanation as to why he conducted the review or what he found. Finally, there is no conclusion.